welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 254. Are you not joining in, Mike?
Day 254.
Excellent. Right. Did you hear us say that before? I have no idea what happened there. But we're back. Hello. That was not us. It was it. Right. I've been giving you chapter and verse here over what's wrong with Vivaldi. Because it's been hijacked by Notion. But I'll talk about that on Friday. Hello, Dusty. Is Dusty now in charge at Simon HQ? That's possibly good news, isn't it? What do you reckon, Mike?
Definitely.
Oh, hello, Dusty. Hello, Jonathan. CQ Deb, CQ. Good morning, Paul. Our microphones were on, but there's issues. We've got gremlins, haven't we, Mike?
We have.
Right, but I think it's all right now. Hello, Kim. Hello, Mrs. Simon. How is everybody at Shez Simon? Do let us know. Who else have we got in here? I think we're all in. Excellent. Hang on. Dusty was going to listen on his dog walk, but the mobile connection doesn't seem to be up to it. Stay where you are, Dusty. Just stay in. Stay in. Excellent. Right. So what's been going on today? We have a winner, don't we? I think I've lost Mike. Oh, here we go. Mike seems to be in a different time zone. The 6 foot between us seems to be making all the difference, doesn't it, Mike? We have a winner. Who got the mail? And who carefully analysed the mail? And who can tell us what was different with the mail? We have a winner. Somebody did hit reply and let us know, which is excellent. Oh, Mrs. Simon says they're doing okay. Simon is being walked by Dusty. Excellent. Leave the dog in charge. It works out best. It does. The sound went off for everybody, apparently, but I don't know why. But hopefully you can hear us now. What mail? Oh, Tracy. Every day we send out a MacBites mail, which is the reminder that we're going live on Marooned. So if you're not subscribed to the MacBites mail, you will be completely oblivious to this. But if you are subscribed to the MacBites mail, you will have received a mail. Was it 6:30?
Yeah.
At 6:30 with a quiz question in it. Jonathan hasn't got a clue, but he's digging out yesterday's just to compare. Oh, I'm glad to know that yesterday's was kept for posterity, Jonathan, and not just shoved in the bin. You see, you never know when you may need an old MacBites mail to compare. It's only just come in. Well, compare it with yesterday's. We do have an eagle-eyed winner, don't we?
We do indeed.
Yes. I think that came in at about the 18-minute mark. But then Graham is very eagle-eyed, isn't he? And he's been with us right since the start. So he's been through this process before. How many times have we done it now? Is this the third?
Second. Third?
Third of them we have had, but we've changed twice. There's a clue. Something we've changed twice. And we've had three of them. Ooh, do like me a good quiz question. And this is a good quiz question.
Underpants.
No, not underpants. Good grief, don't lower the tone. Shall we talk about Apple's Black Friday deals?
Johnny can't see it.
Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan. It's driving him mad. Start at the top, Jonathan, and work all the way through. All the way through. You'll find it. You will. The banner. Is this the banner at the top? Or is this the image for Marooned? Let me know that first. If it's the banner at the top. No, it's not the banner at the top. There we go. Not that one. Oh, you'll find it. You will. Right. Where did I put the thing about the Black Friday deals? No, it's not that, Deb. That should be identical. If that's not identical, then there's an issue. We've broken something. But I don't think we've broken anything. Not at the top. I don't think so. Yes, the Black Friday deals were announced yesterday. Who's in the market to buy anything from Apple on Black Friday? because I've been doing some digging. Anthony's found it. Way, well done, Anthony. We've just got to let Jonathan catch up.
How can he say same when Anthony hasn't said what it is?
Well, clearly Jonathan's reading minds now as well. Yes, we've moved. It's all right, don't panic, not physically. Thank the Lord. Did that the last time. How old was I? I was 12. Yeah, never doing it again. Never, ever doing it ever again. You did it though, didn't you? 2003.
Yeah.
Well, sort of 2001-ish to 2003-ish. Yes, it was a long, drawn-out thing, wasn't it, Mike? And would you fancy doing it again?
No.
You know my abiding memories of you moving? Because no. Mike moved in here. That shelf from IKEA for the kitchen. We decided, right, when Mike decided he was going to move in. Oh, Kim says, what is this? I can't get my email right now. We've moved. And it is right at the bottom, isn't it? It's the address at the bottom. We have to have an admin address. So we originally had a PO box, which was local. And how much was that the first year we got it?
A lot of money.
No, not the first year. It wasn't. It was like reasonable. It was about £50 or £60, something like that. Which, you know, not bad. P.O. box from the post office, so none of these services or anything. And then when we came to renew it, instead of it being about £60, it was about £280.
Something like
that. And Mike came to me and he said, have you seen this? And I said, yeah, are we paying that? He said, well, no, that's the point. The price had like more than quadrupled. It was obscene. So we started looking round for postal services, you know, for admin addresses. And we ended up with one in the southwest. What was the place called?
Something beginning with T in Cornwall.
It was in Cornwall. There you go. It was in Cornwall. Let me get the address. Right. It was Trevisan Park in Truro, right, which is in the southwest of England. So when we changed it to that, It was as it is now, down the bottom, right? So we just changed it and we never thought anything else of it. Sent the mail out as usual. How many mails did we get? How many tweets did we get? Oh, you've moved. Oh, my God. You were always based in the northwest. I'm like, no. Don't panic. We've not moved. We've only moved our admin address. But I also get replies, you know, when somebody signs up to your mailing list, I get replies that say, oh, you're very close by to us because we're near Truro. And I'm like, oh dear. What do you say? Right back and say, well, actually, no, that is just our admin address. Simple as that. But we got so many mails last time when we thought no one would notice and it wasn't worth mentioning. So when we were forced to do it again because the company we were with in Truro didn't survive COVID, did they? The business not viable in the midst of COVID. Now, I don't understand that given that it's a postal service, but, you know, we'll leave that on one side. So we needed to move again. So I left it to Mike and we're now in Herefordshire, which is about halfway between Truro and here, isn't
it? Yeah.
So that was the difference. We've moved, but only virtually. Right, so the Black Friday thing, that was what we were looking at, wasn't it? I'll have to change the address on there now, Mike, because I've got the old one. Too busy to get the link to here as you don't see the bottom. You see, Deb, that's what we thought people would be like, that you would read the body of the email. But it was all the people that were absolutely panicked that we'd moved. Like, oh, you're moving. And no, we've never moved. I've not moved since I was 12. You're going to carry me out of here in a box. That's what I've decided. I'm not moving anywhere else ever. But admin-wise, we've moved. Do they post stuff to you or scan it and send it electronically? Well, the other one that we went with after Royal Mail, what Royal Mail do with the post office box is it's at your local Royal Mail thing, depot. And if something arrives for you, they will let you know it's there and you can go and pick it up. If you would like them to deliver it, then that's an extra service, isn't it?
Mm.
They will actually deliver it to your house. So it's basically a redirector. But when the price shot up to about 8 times what it used to be, we said, well, we don't really need to do that much. So the one we went with in Truro actually would send it on to you, or they would scan it and send it on to you. It depended on what you wanted. And we didn't use that much, did we? Because it's an admin address. So was there a problem they couldn't open the mail because of COVID?
They didn't say. They just said it wasn't.
But it was because of COVID that was the problem. So the one we've gone with now, they will send it on, won't they?
Yeah.
If need be. Or will they scan it?
They can scan it, yeah.
So either they'll send it on physically or they'll do a scan of it, depending on how much of it.
Can you imagine them scanning the lady pipes that Kim said she's going to send on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'd be good. Oh, dear, dear me. So they can do either. It depends which service that you go for. But the other one went off about a week ago, didn't it? But we wanted to find a day where we could put it in one mail and then put the answer in the next mail. For all the people that are still looking at it and trying to work out what it is. But that's all it is. We've not actually physically moved. We've not burst our bubble, as it were, our COVID bubble, to actually move. I couldn't face it. Literally, I couldn't face it. Could you imagine trying to pack the kit up, Mike?
No.
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 No, definitely not. So, no, we haven't actually moved. We've just admin moved. Best way to do it. Totally the best way to do it, I'm telling you. Where nothing actually changes apart from the address. And that's only because we need a legal admin address. So, the Apple Black Friday sale. They announced yesterday, have you all had your little mail, that they are doing a Black Friday sale. I've got a bit more detail. I started rummaging through what they did last year. Now, way back in the day, the autumn of 2006, when we'd only just had a Mac that year, I got talking to the guys in the one-to-one sessions at the Apple Store, because I knew all the guys at the Apple Store, and they were all guys back then. And they said, you know, if you're buying anything, wait till the Black Friday sale. And I said to Mike, I could swear it was 10% off the bill. It might even have been more, but 10% rings a bell. So it didn't matter what you bought. You could buy anything from a mouse mat to a Mac Pro, and there was 10% off across the board. So I made it worth my while to do that. I bought a 24-inch iMac when they were the creme de la creme. And my dad wanted an iMac, and he wanted a 17-inch. So we bought him a 17-inch. And we saved all the way across the board. But over the years, Apple took that away. And it started to get, to be honest with you, worse and worse. To the point that you really had to look at the prices and think about it. So there was, you know, £50 off this and £80 off that. Instead of just making it simple across the board. So you got the email and got depressed. You just ordered it and it's not arriving until mid-December. Ah, well, you see, once it gets onto the Black Friday sale, it might not arrive till Easter because so many people will be ordering. But when it went to this, like, certain amount per piece of kit, depended if the piece of kit included something that you wanted. Anyway, as time has gone on, it then became, it wasn't even a discount. So you're not actually missing that much here, Kim, because it's no longer a discount. What it is now is a gift card that you can only use at Apple. So they're giving with one hand and then taking it back with the other. I would rather have a discount, but this is actually for a gift card. So I said yesterday it was on qualifying purchases, star, and then you had to go read what that was. Well, I found out what it is. So I've got all the details now. It's going to start at midnight on Thursday night, Friday morning. And it carries on until 1 minute to midnight on Monday. And it says you can get a gift card worth up to £120, which is $150 or $210 Australian dollars with select purchases, star. But they've only mentioned in the States what you're going to get and what you need to buy to get it. So it's $150 if you buy a MacBook Pro or an iMac, $100 with an iPad Pro or an iPad Mini, $100 with an Apple TV 4K or an Apple TV HD or a HomePod, $50 with an iPhone SE, an iPhone 11 or an iPhone XR. Notice, not the latest and greatest iPhone 12, just the old ones. $50 with Beats Studio 3 wireless and a load of other silly wireless headphones. $25 with an Apple Watch Series 3.
See you, Johnny.
Night, Jonathan. Not the 4, not the 5, just the 3. And $25 off the AirPods Pro. So first thing is, it doesn't apply across the board. Second thing is, it's only on older kit. None of the newer stuff gets a discount. And last year, instead of £120, $150, to 10 Australian dollars, it was £160, $200. I don't have what that was in Australian dollars last year. So £160 or $200 last year. This year, £120, $150. Really? With the year we've had? Wouldn't you think, you know, instead of sending Santa out, they've sent Scrooge out. And anyway, you're only going to get a voucher. So Mike and I had a whole load of questions about that. How do you use the voucher? Because it says store voucher. It's not a voucher that you can put on as your iTunes money. It's a store voucher. Which begs the question, does it have to be used in store or could you use it online for another purchase? Doesn't make that clear. When does it expire? Doesn't make that clear either. So to be honest, Kim, you're probably way better just having ordered the iPad and it will arrive instead of messing about with these shenanigans. I wouldn't put it past them to say you've got to use it in store. And I wouldn't put it past them if it was only valid for 3 months. I wouldn't put anything past them at the moment. I just think taking that down by 25% is a bit Scrooge-like, given the year we've had. And yet, their profits have continued to increase. So it they could have been a little bit more giving than they have been, I think. And I just think just make it money off. And you could get such good publicity from that by saying we acknowledge what a difficult year it's been for people. So normally we do vouchers off, but what we'll do is we'll just give you money off and make it the most affordable time of the year to buy a Mac. Should I work for their marketing department while I'm whipping Timmy with a wet celery?
Yes.
Yes. I couldn't do a worse job, could I? It's just, I know they don't have to do it full stop. And sometimes when they do nice things, massive air quotes, they do get pilloried for it. But I think in this circumstance, they wouldn't have done if it was just, why don't they just go for 10% across the board and be done like they used to? And just say, you know, you could get publicity out of that and the sales would be astronomical. People would treat themselves. Now, they also used to do you remember the 12 Days of Christmas?
Mm. It was music.
It wasn't just music. I think it started, it may have been...
Yeah, there was a Kylie video.
It was music...
And a Cheryl Cole video.
Yes, there was music videos, there was music tracks, and there were films, obviously. That's where the lesbian vampire killers came from. Don't ever try watching that. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Anyway, but then when apps came in...
Elaine said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. And have you doo-dooed, Dusty? Don't get personal. Well, there were 12 of these gifts and they used to be available at midnight every day during leading up to Christmas. I think it was the 12 days before Christmas Eve. From memory, but don't quote me. And the first year they did it, we were like, oh, wow. You know, now this Lesbian Vampire Killers, I'm not going to be watching it anytime soon. There was a whole... about 8 episodes of MacBytes about this, wasn't there? Mm. Back in the day. But they gave you the entire film and I'm like, Lesbian Vampire Killers. No, I can't see that being high on my watch list. Anyway, people were like, oh no, we've got to have a watch party. Hoping Simon can smell Dusty's doo-doo. There we go. Smelling Dusty's doo-doo. There's the title.
I'll stick that in the notion.
Yeah, he's already got half a title. Put that in as the other half a title. Excellent. The Pickford's Prance and Dusty's doo-doo. That'll work well. But you know, it was free. And I thought, well, I'm not going to watch it. But, you know, I'll download it, whatever. One day, my life might depend on me having seen Lesbian Vampire Killers. I didn't complain about it. Well, the internet went berserk. That isn't something that I want. I want something better. And I'm thinking, it's a gift. You know, why are you being sniffy about a gift? But people were. I would say they went more mental about the free U2 album they didn't want. But people were getting very sniffy. And all that happened in the end was they just took it away and they don't do it anymore because they can do without the grief. Why can't people keep their mouth shut? If you don't want it, don't download it. But to say I don't want that because I want something else, it's a gift. If you want something else, here's the buy button, and that's going to cost money. I'll leave you with it. So I think it's sad that that's not there. I mean, like you say, I'd forgotten the Cheryl Cole video, but I do remember the Kylie one. And I think there were a couple of games, but I can't remember what on earth they were. But it was more of like...
It's probably still in my iTunes.
It's probably still in mine. I think actually, well, I don't have iTunes anymore. I've got Apple Music, which I'm not even sure I've actually opened on this machine. Looks like I haven't. Do you want a quick tour? No,
Alfred
I don't.
Alfred 4 wants to control music.
Yeah. You are?
It said Alfred 4 wants to control music.
So unfortunately, I can't tell you what that is because I can't get in because I've not actually got it.
And now it's beach balling.
Oh, you see, this is what happens. But what I'm saying is if you don't like it, then you don't have to watch it. But to be honest, if Apple hadn't have given away Lesbian Vampire Killers, we would not have had hours of amusement over it, would we?
No.
Even though I still haven't seen it to this day. Were the lesbians being killed by the vampires? Were the lesbians killing the vampires? Kim, if I knew the answer to that, I would have seen it. Or were the vampires lesbians? Oh, Anthony, there's a thought. All I can tell you about it was, I think it was... I'm trying to think if it was James Corden or whether it was the other lad. You know, Monkey's fella. What's he called?
Who's Monkey's fella?
Monkey.
Oh, Johnny...
Johnny Vegas. Vegas. Right, it could well have been Johnny Vegas. Let me have a look. And I think it was the guy from The Office, not that I'd know, because I've never seen an episode.
Now, all I've got is you too.
You can't get rid of that. It's like long COVID, that U2 album. You'll never get rid of it. Right, Lesbian Vampire...
Delete from library.
Oh, steady on. Lesbian Vampire Killers, there we go. I did not know Paul McGann was in it. Yes, it was the lad I thought it was. Right, so, no, it wasn't him either. Okay, it's James Corden, who now is big in the States, I believe. Although smaller than he was here, he's lost a lot of weight. But he was in that Fat Friends, wasn't he? Which was a great series. You ever get a chance to see Fat Friends? He was fabulous in it. Anyway, it's James Corden and Matthew Horne. That's the lad. I don't know what else he was in. Could have sworn what's it was in.
Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, is that the one?
No,
oh,
that's,
excellent.
That's James Corden.
Yes, he is in that, isn't he? Well, he was in it. Right. I think I watched the first... I was bullied into watching the first 10 minutes. Well, actually, I was bullied into watching it, but I couldn't take any more after 10 minutes. It's allegedly a comedy, but, you know, don't take that as gospel. It says, their women having been enslaved by the local pack of lesbian vampires. So, the vampires were lesbians, Anthony. Well spotted. Thanks to an ancient curse, the remaining menfolk of a rural town send two hapless young lads out into the moors as a sacrifice. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, everybody wanted a watch party where we all watch at the same time. Because they'd given it away, obviously everybody had this thing, you know, like, let's have a watch party. Like, no, let's not. It was shocking. It really was not my sense of humour. I mean, does it say it's a comedy? I mean, I think you'd have to, would you? Anyway, you'll be glad to know that the film has now been, wait for it, Mike, retitled. It's now just called vampire killers.
In the name of political correctness.
Well, a lesbian's a lesbian. What's the problem? It's a word. And lesbian vampire killers was a much better title. At least you knew what you were getting.
I thought you were going to say it was being retitled Lesbian Killers.
No, no. No, clearly vampires are a PC. Anyway, it's an hour and 26 minutes of my life that I would never get back, so I'm not watching it. Point being, if they're going to give you something, we got lemons, and at MacBites we made lemonade. We had such fun with it. It's legendary. You've only got to mention to a MacBiter, the lesbian vampire killers, and that's it. They're on the floor laughing. It went on for weeks. Weeks and weeks. Oh, but that was back in the day when Apple were fun. And now they've kind of, you know, they've got this thing now where you can get this voucher and blah, blah, blah. Oh, come on. Just reduce the prices. It's 2020. Would it kill you, Timmy? No, it wouldn't. I mean, if the voucher's on offer, you'd probably take it. But you would have those questions of how long does it last and do you need to go to a store? Because there are many people here who live miles and miles from an Apple store. And in the States as well, I've got friends that live like 4 hours away from the nearest Apple store. And when we say, oh, we've got three within 45 minutes, they're like, what? I mean, we have an Apple store less than 2 miles away. Going cross-country, I'll grant you. But one year we did go cross-country, didn't we? Because the motorway was jammed, do you remember? Mm.
Yeah.
And we had to get from one side of the motorway to the other. Oh, there's a cut through. Who knew? I just think they've been a bit on the stingy side there. A little bit on the stingy side. What do you guys reckon? Would it have been a nice gesture of goodwill to just say £120 off? Rather than a voucher that you've got to go into Apple for. Plus the fact, right, so I've got this £120 voucher. And what I would like is an iPad case. So I'll look on Amazon, iPad case, £10. I'll look at Apple and I'm going to have to find another 50 because it's 170 quid. Really? So actually, I don't think you're missing anything, Kim. Honestly, I don't. At least you know it's going to be here this side of Christmas and you're not going to be locked into some kind of voucher you feel obliged to use and then you've got to go out and you've got to be zapped with the temperature guns. Oh, no, 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 no. Just sit at home with the iPad and enjoy it. Focusing on reducing older kit is not rewarding the loyal customers wanting to upgrade. I totally agree, Mrs. Simon. It's cynical. And given that it's, you know, Thanksgiving, you would think Apple this year particularly would be extremely thankful that despite the global situation, people are still buying their kit. And that is something that they could have used as like promotion. They would, if they put a discount that they could more than afford on every piece of kit, everybody would have had a much more positive look at them, instead of which you're thinking, well, you know, I've saved up all year and I'd like an iPhone 12. Oh, I don't get any discount or I don't get a card. It's not. You should reward the people who are actually buying, full stop, irrespective of what they're buying. So, all a bit cynical this year, I'm afraid. It is. Quite sad. I mean, it's on the iMac and it's on the MacBook Pros, but it's not on the new MacBook Pros with the M1 chip. So, it's only stock clearance of old stuff. Which we're well aware of with the iMac. But the way things are going, both Mike and I need a working iMac while they piddle around trying to get their M1 Apple Silicon stuff ducks in a row. It still won't run visualised properly, will it, yet? And Biggles has crashed 3 times. So it's a good job that machine is... I can sacrifice that machine to an experiment for Biggles. Rather than actually have to do anything with it. Of course, if this iMac dies totally, beyond my ability to resurrect it, before another one arrives, then there will be tears before bedtime. At the moment, it's clinging on. But can you hear the fans, Mike? The fans are just on, constantly.
I can hear my fans.
Well, you probably can't hear mine then over the racket of yours. What's actually upsetting it at the moment? Yeah, the CPU is running 85.4% on something called Windows Server. No, I haven't got Windows running. So it's something serving. It's the visuals of it. The next thing taking processor power is Audio Hijack and then the ITV, which for some reason's turned on. and then Firefox. So one Firefox window is taking 7%. Trouble is, there's more than one Firefox window. So the CPU is probably running at about 300%, and that's probably what's wrong with it. But I just haven't got the time to be rebuilding it. Sounds like marketing came up with a plan to get rid of the old Apple stock. Oh, Paul, you are so right. Which is pretty much what they did last year. For the last 3-4 years, the discount has not been on the latest kit. And I just thought, I mean, it's what I expected. I didn't expect anything else. But in light of how 2020 has been, I think it would have been a nice gesture on their part. Just a nice gesture that I think would have been appreciated. I think people would have said that, you know, OK, Apple kit's expensive, but they have acknowledged that people are still buying, etc. And they would like to give back. But they've not. Yeah, so well done there, Apple. Kim says they're having to pay their labour more since they're starting to back away from some of the problems in China. That could well be true, Kim. But what I would say is I think they need to clamp down on individual people. So not across the board here, just individuals who repeatedly order at least one of everything that Apple bring out and then send 99.9% of it back. If you do that more than three times, to me, I wouldn't be selling to you.
I know plenty of people like that.
Well, so do I. I think it's different if, when they brought out the first iPad, you know, you're buying blind. You've not seen the iPad. You can't go into a store and look at it. You're just ordering an iPad. But if you remember back to iPad 1, it came in black. They looked identical. The only difference between my iPad 1 and Mike's iPad 1 was that mine had a strip along the back because mine had cellular. That was the only difference. Internally, the difference was the amount of storage, but ultimately they looked the same. It's highly unlikely you'd buy an iPad and then send it back for one with a bigger capacity within the week. But if you've bought one and you've got the silver one and you think, I actually don't like that, I want the black one, then you might send it back to swap colours. So that's one thing that people will swap it for. But the internals, I don't think they would. But I'm talking here, people that you see, particularly on YouTube, they're not hiding it. They're not hiding that it's all going back. Apple are not there. The price of their kit internally must be priced to include a certain percentage being sent back and have to be sold off as refurbs. If no one was doing that, then the kit could be cheaper for everyone. I think that's incredibly selfish.
I work with a girl, you know her, who buys a load of clothes from Next and takes them back.
I'd stop that as well.
Yeah.
It's not fair on everybody else.
Exactly.
I would never do that. I don't think I've ever bought anything anywhere and then taken it back.
You have.
Have I?
Yes.
Go on.
But I'm not going to say on air.
Oh dear. Was it that bad?
For that football match.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, no, that was a totally different business. I did have a Canon camera that I had to take back. Do you remember? It had a dead pixel on the back. Yeah. And when you'd bought it, it said, if there's a dead pixel, that's your tough luck. And I thought, yeah, right. And I took it back to the shop. But the thing was, that was a benefit of buying from a proper camera shop. This was a tiny little camera shop on the main road that had been there since time immemorial. And I could have bought from them, or I could have bought from Jessop's across the way, an almighty sized store, or even Amazon. But because the price was only like, you know, £5 or £10 difference, I thought, I'm going to give the business to this tiny little shop. So I went in and I bought the camera. And then we ended up about 3 hours later, turns back up with it. And he said, oh, is there a problem? So I said, well, there is, to be honest. And at the back, it didn't show up on the pictures, but on the screen at the back, there was this single dead pixel. But because it was like blue when you turned it on, you could really see it. So this as I was looking through it, this blue pixel, your eyes are drawn to it and you cannot do anything with it. So I said to him, it's got a dead pixel. So he had a look at it and he went, well, that won't do here. I'll give you a new one. And I thought, can you imagine the grief you would have had with Amazon over that or Jessop's? They would have argued, you know, oh, it, within the terms and conditions, blah, blah, blah. It can have so many dead pixels. And he just totally swapped it. So it was, I was so glad that I had actually gone there. But no, I mean, clothes, shoes, anything like that.
To
send it back or take it back is disgusting.
I took back, you'll like this one, I took back a handheld vacuum cleaner to Argus because it didn't work very well. And despite my best efforts to clean it after I tried it, because it was full of mayor fur, she said, "You've used it." And I tried,
that's how I know.
And I tried to claim I hadn't. I thought I'd done a good job cleaning it.
I'm loving that. Yeah, but if you hadn't used it, how would you know how bad it was?
Exactly.
It didn't work. I remember that. Was that the one where you vacked up with it and then when you turned it off and you tipped it upside down, all the stuff came out the front?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it wasn't meant to be worked like that, but it was shocking quality. But, you know, you can't hide it. I know people do it a lot with clothes, but it's still disgusting. I mean, can you imagine in this day and age where you don't want to be putting clothes on that other people have had on? Because if you take it back and it's got the label on it, it'll go back on the shelves. Really? I don't want to go in and think I'm buying something new and find out that somebody's been to a COVID party in it.
Tracy said, would you make an exception for someone who has to shield?
In terms of they can't go out and actually look at the stock, I think there's a slight difference. Do you remember me saying that I'd ordered a laptop? 2006, 17-inch MacBook Pro. And it was, do you want the shiny screen or the standard screen? And I'm like, I think I want the shiny one. But because I knew the guys in store, they actually ordered two. Not in my name. I had the one I'd ordered, which was the shiny one, but they had made sure that there was in stock one with a standard screen to the spec I'd ordered. And if I didn't like the shiny one when I saw it, they said they would just swap it there and then. And they'd put that one out on display. But I opened up the shiny one and I said, no, I'm happy with this one. I've made the right choice. So I didn't really need it. So if it was something where you cannot leave the house and there is a difference between them and you order two and you send one back, I think that's slightly different than the circumstance I'm talking about. Because what you're doing is like, well, like if the iPads were different colours or there was something randomly different about them in revision one and you couldn't see them. I'm talking about YouTubers who are blatant and brazen with it. Before the kit comes out, it's I'm going to be reviewing this next week. I'm going to have this and this and this and this and this. And you're thinking, but, you know, you've only had your Mac 3 months. Why do you need another one? But the thing is, they don't need another one. They're just going to review them. So this one in particular has been doing this for a while. So it's at least the third time this year he would have sent kit back. And he literally bought one of everything. Does these reviews, and then somebody said in one of the comments on a video like two weeks later, how are you getting on? And it wasn't just AppleKit either. The particular device in question was a Surface Go. So they'd bought two different Surface Go's. This is a Mac user from Microsoft. They'd pitched up, done a review of the pair of them, done a comparative review, and said he would be trying it for a month to see how it shaped up against an iPad in day-to-day use. And I thought, well, that would make a good video. 2 weeks later, somebody said, how are you getting on with that Surface? How does it compare with the iPad? And the guy came back and said, oh, that went back ages ago. You know, I only got it for the review. And I'm like, that is so, there's no integrity with that. None at all. Then the M1 chips came out and the guy ordered a MacBook Air, a MacBook Pro and a Mac Mini. They all arrived and two out of three went back. Because he only ever intended to keep the MacBook Pro. So they were bought to do a review, to do an unboxing. And the unboxings that he does, the kind of, if you can imagine like a phone on a gimbal going past and getting video, that then goes into his B-roll library for when he's doing a VO over something. I'll just pull that out of the library. So having that kit to unbox serves him well. It's not just a video for YouTube. It's also B-roll and the experience of using it. And then the whole lot goes back. So I read that and I thought, that is totally disgusting. And I waited and saw if he did the same this time. And yes, he did. Now, can I just point out, if you think I'm being a bit harsh here, that kit would be what? Let's say this year we've had the one that Jonathan bought that came out early. And there was an iPad that came out. There was the two Surfaces that he had. And then there was what came out in the autumn. So probably about 8 to 10 items. If each one of those, cost wise, those items would probably have been what? Some of them would have been less than 1,000, but others would have been over 2. So let's say 10, let's say 8 items at 2,000. That's £16,000. At which point you can say, oh, well, I can see why he sent them back. You know, no one's got that kind of money to make these videos. Yeah, only his channel has raked in more than £1 million this year. In which case, as far as I'm concerned, part of the expenses of running your business is buying the kit. Not buying it on approval and then sending it back, because you've no intention of keeping it. So I just won't watch those reviews anymore. I don't believe them. I mean, he isn't going to say it's garbage or it's fabulous and have me believe them. I just won't. I'd rather have someone who's like one person, whether the audio is shocking and the video quality isn't much better, but they bought the thing with their own kit and they tell it you as it is. But I guess if there's two options and you can't see the options, then ordering one, but you would intend ordering the two to do a comparison, but you would intend to keep one of them. That's the difference. This guy keeps very, very little. This year, he's kept one laptop out of the kind of 8 to 10 items that he's had, including these Surfaces that then went back to Microsoft.
Sarah's pulled the trigger.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to catch up on the chat here. The clothes thing at the moment with the COVID is so tricky. Because with clothes, if they're sent through the post, you need to try them on, don't you? And just because they say they're a size whatever doesn't mean they're anything like a size whatever. Anthony once had a faulty bed. We were contacted. Furniture store said it was only intended for occasional use. What did they consider occasional use, Anthony? Like once a week? That's unbelievable. So Kim had a patient who'd had surgery and told him not to exercise after the surgery until I saw him again. When he returned, the surgery had failed and I did it again for him for free. Needless to say, I asked if he'd played basketball and of course he had. Crying out loud, what is it with people? You don't care at all for those who cheat others, no matter what the reason. Totally agree, Kim. Couldn't agree more. I just think that shows no integrity. And ultimately, how can it not impact what a Mac costs you or what it costs me? It's got to. Apple aren't going to just... That will be figured into the price. It will be figured in. Oh, Sarah, press the button. 7th of December. Excellent. Oh, it's pretty easy to transfer stuff. You will be fine. Stuff on the actual Mac. I hope the stuff on the actual Mac is already being backed up. Just saying.
Just don't go for 120 gig of RAM from Apple, because it costs you £2,600. It's actually more than the Mac.
The price of RAM at Apple, they should be hung, drawn and quartered for it. The difficulty with the RAM, isn't it? It is so annoying. If I could actually, you know, when you're putting your spec in and you say 8 or 16 or what, I'd like to put 0, because I end up with 8 gig of RAM and nothing to do with it. So what I do with it, it's like forensic here. Kim would appreciate this. It looks like samples that's been taken, Kim. You know, you do like samples and you're sending them off for a colour match. I take the RAM out because what it will ship with is 2 chips. So if there's 8 in it, you'll have 2 4s. If there's 16 in it, you will have either 4 4s or 2 8s, but more likely 4 4s, which is why we don't do it. But your RAM needs to be installed in pairs. So you can have just two RAM slots used and two spare, but they've got to be installed in pairs. So it works better. Do you remember Jane had that RAM issue for months? Mm. It was an issue where the computer would just randomly shut down or do weird kinds of stuff, and she couldn't track it down. Turned out to be the RAM. And it was because instead of buying four new chips, she'd kept the two chips that were in it and put two extra in, and they didn't match. You really have to have matching RAM. So the best advice is to buy it with the minimum and then go and buy the maximum RAM that it will take and put that in on day one. And then you never have to think about it again. So what we would be doing, it won't take more than 128. So we'd be looking at buying four 16 gig chips and taking out the two eights, the two fours that it came with. But when you take the two fours out, put them into an anti-stat bag, which you'll get off the RAM that you buy. And then write on the front the name of the computer and the date that you purchased it. And then when the computer breaks, which with Apple, it will, then you need to take out your RAM and put the default RAM back in. Now, you might be wondering why. Well, here's why. If you send it back and there is a problem with your computer, like there was with mine, where it got damaged during the repair, and they are sending you a new computer, they will only ship it with the default RAM, and your RAM is sitting in the other computer that you've sent back. So always take the RAM out before a repair and put the original in. And I can't tell you the number of people that say to me, whenever I get a new Mac, and I usually do some pictures of, you know, and I'm installing the RAM, oh, you can sell that RAM on eBay. What for? About £4.50. And weeks of grief when I need to send it back to repair it. Not worth it. So in the studio, we have two Helmer units from IKEA. And there's a drawer in one of them. And there's nothing else in this drawer but RAM. All dated. It's like carbon dated. It goes back to about 2011. And every time more RAM comes into the house, it's labelled, categorised and thrown in this drawer. And it might sound like a bit ad hoc, but if I needed that RAM because a machine was going back for repair, I know exactly where it is. It's in the RAM drawer. It's the only thing that lives in there. I mean, I have thought of, like, maybe you should have like a little box for each computer. Just put the RAM in one place. And then if you do have an issue where literally you cannot find the RAM for that machine, at least you've got a drawer full of RAM to go at. But that is the best advice I can give you with that.
I've just maxed out that machine. Oh, of Sarah's.
Go on.
$6,500.
Oh, that's not bad. Neither you didn't get into five figures.
Taking it up to the higher processor, 128 gig of RAM, 2 terabyte storage, 10 gig Ethernet, the magic mouse and trackpad, and the nano texture glass.
No, I'm not bothered with that. People said it made it look dull.
Yeah.
And anyway, you know, my computer's the most important thing in my office. So that people say, like, oh, but the sunlight effect. Well, shut the curtain, brick the window up. The computer's the most important thing. Luckily, in the office, you know that light thing there that we installed?
Yeah.
We've got this light, and it's like four lights on a track. So it's actually probably for a living room or a dining room. But we put it in because I like the light. And the thing is, each light can be unscrewed and angled at a different angle. So we can make sure that the light in the room is not actually shining off the computer. There we go. Pro tip for your office. Get a light that you can fiddle around. I'm loving Anthony's thing here. I did that with my cameras, and in the end, I couldn't decide which one to keep. Kept them both. Good man. Good man. You can never have too much tech. The Apple Store told Kim to get RAM from another store. Do you know, that must be so awkward for the people in the Apple Store. And that is one of my questions for Timmy, isn't it? Question time with Timmy. One of my main questions is, how do you justify the price of extra RAM? Because there is no justification, but I would love to hear it. Let's have a laugh. Clothes sizes. This is it. I've never found two shops where they're the same. And many years ago, I think it was it Littlewoods or British Home Stores, one or the other, my mum found this suit in there and she said, oh, you'd look lovely in this. I thought, oh, great. So I had to go out and look at this thing. I think I was about 16 and I was going away. We were going to Ireland to see family, very, very distant family that we hadn't seen in years. So it was like, oh, this suit would be lovely to travel in. So we goes out there and puts the jacket on. Obviously, try the jacket first. And it was like, yep, that fits fine. So I picked up the skirt to go with it. Now, the thing was, in Littlewoods or British Homes, I think it was British Homes, they were mix and match. So if you wanted a blue jacket and a cream skirt, you could. So this suit didn't have to be matching, if you will. So, but I was actually having it in like a pale blue, both of them. So picked up the skirt, already had the jacket, wandered off into the changing room. The jacket, absolutely perfect. The skirt probably would have wrapped around one leg. And I'm like, they're the same size, allegedly. It was a million miles off. So I comes out and she says, how's the skirt? And I said, well, I'd be wearing it if it fitted. I ended up with three sizes difference between the top and the bottom. Now, fair enough. That could be me body shape wise, but really? Three sizes? I don't think so. I probably wouldn't have been able to walk if that was the case. I think it's just half the time to make you feel better about yourself that, you know, you're wearing a size three. There's no way I'm getting into a size three. But honestly, the sizes are a million miles away. And if you're having it shipped to you, that actually happened to me a while ago. Do you remember those black T-shirts that are in the wardrobe?
Yeah.
I ordered one T-shirt, I think. I thought, well, I'll see if it fits and what the quality's like. And it fitted fine, absolutely perfect, particularly around the arms. So you know these T-shirts that are like polo shirts and they've got like an edge on the arm? It fitted perfectly. So I thought, right, I'll order five of them. So went back, ordered five of them. They arrived. On the label, said they were the same size. You lie one on top of the other and there's 6 inches difference. Typically, it's 6 inches smaller. So once I've decided that I don't actually need to eat anymore... I can wear these T-shirts. But the thing with them was, I reckon round the body, you know, they would have been a bit tighter, but you might have got away with it. It was the arms. These things on the arms were so much smaller. There was no way. And yet they were the same make and allegedly the same size. They were not the same size. This is why I don't shop for clothes. Mind you, COVID times, you don't actually need to wear any unless you're going to open the door. And I haven't opened the door for almost a year, so why worry? But it's all right, I have got clothes on. it's shocking, isn't it, Tracy? You get something and then you've got to think about the shop and what they're doing. It makes you think a lot more during these times. But they should actually make the things in a way, or measure the things in a way, that you can be more confident that they would be the right size. I mean, the same's happened with shoes. When I was a kid and I was about a size 4, I think my mum was a size 5. And then I grew a lot taller than her. She was about 5'1" and I'm about 5'10". So once I got to like 5'8", 5'9", my feet were bigger than hers. So we'd go out and she'd say, well, try these on. These are a 7. And, you know, you put a 7 on and it'd be like, yeah, it's a bit tight. So then I'd end up in an 8. The next shop next door, she tries on a 5 and she ends up in a 9. And you're like, what's going on? They're just not. And it doesn't help matters that we have the UK, in a UK shoe, you would have the UK size, the European size, and sometimes the American size, and they're not the same. It's a bit like stones, pounds and kilos, isn't it?
Mm.
There's no point saying to me, get on the scales and your weight is X in kilos, because I'm like, what's that, 2'9"? I have not a clue. I actually saw the other day, you know, one of these, somebody's had a baby and it was something like it was X number of grams. And I thought, how does that compare with a bag of sugar? Because if it's not pounds, I've not got a clue. Not got a clue. Totally lost. Don't say it'll break. You haven't got it yet. Yours might not break, Sarah, but mine usually does. It usually turns up its toes due to overwork. Let's just say that. Do you think the new M1 Max, when they will come out, will be able to add RAM? The way it is at the moment, Kim, I would doubt it. The whole thing seems to be a sealed unit. So I'm working on the principle. I need a working Mac guaranteed for at least, well, forever, actually. But from this point, for at least 2 years, I reckon. Timmy mentioned 2 years until they'd finished the transition. And I don't know where the Mac would be along that 2 year time span. It could be as early as March, or it could be 2 years from now. My machine is not going to last 2 years. No way. I was in a Zoom today and I was thinking, I wonder if it'll fall over. It didn't, but that's not the point. Because it has gone twice in 24 hours over the weekend. So what I need is stability. And when the new one comes out, I'll either get a top-of-the-range Apple Silicon and max the RAM out, even if you have to buy it from Apple. Or I would skip that first gen if the machine I've got is still all right, and then wait for the second one, because the second one's bound to be faster than the first anyway. But in terms of, when I say the two-year thing I'm thinking about, I need all the software I've got right now working without interruption for at least 2 years. And then within that time, if the iMac comes out with Apple Silicon in 6 months, then I'll buy it, but it won't be my primary machine until I've made sure that absolutely everything will work on it. And we all know about Mike's issue with his parallels. I think Mike's going to have to accept it needs to be an Intel chip until they bring out the ARM version of Windows, which may not support the advanced Excel stuff that he needs, so it's going to have to be an Intel iMac. And that's the logic with where we're at. But I can well imagine the next Mac that I buy, or not the next one, because that's probably going to be Intel, but the first Apple Silicon one I buy, I think it's probably going to cost about £8,000. £8,000 to £10,000, I would estimate, because the RAM will be on the board and you'll have to bite the bullet. Could I do a tour of my IKEA office units? Ooh, that's an idea, Tracy. I have to tidy up first. But I could show you the RAM drawer. Oh, the RAM drawer's fabulous. It's actually overflowing. I think we might have to have RAM drawer 2.0, you know.
Oh.
Or I could possibly tidy up what's in there. What I tend to do is put the RAM out that I'm taking out into the actual packaging that the new RAM came in. And the packets are actually quite big. I could probably get away with anti-stat packets, but they're actually in. I'll show you, because they're in the drawer. I'll add that to the list. That's somebody heading off to Withy rather quickly, isn't it?
Mm.
I've not seen anybody go that way in a while. Hopefully it's not a COVID thing or anything significant.
Party on the bottom, business on the top. I like that, Kim.
Nano glass. Yeah, I've not heard, people have said it's not as reflective, but that's about the kindest they've been. So not worth the expense, I don't think. Not for me, not for what I do. Paul liked buying T-shirts in places like Bali, where the standard answer is one size fits all. Do you know, I love it when they say that, because you're thinking, well, what is it, a tent? You know, and somebody who's a size 10, which I think is a US 6, you need to put a belt on it. He's strictly wearing only COVID clothes. Sweatshirt and sweatpants everywhere you go. You don't care. That's pretty much me, only I wear a skirt. But I have T-shirts on. So last week, when it was the ladies' night, it was, oh, God, do I have to put a blouse on? Goes to the wardrobe and starts digging. It's all T-shirts for me at the moment. Yeah, now you see, the sweatpants Mike would have got away with on the formal Catinian dinner the other night, but for the fact that if the president was going to say, can you stand for the toast, he should have told everybody up front. There were people in jeans.
See, Anthony.
Night, Anthony. There were people in jeans. There were people in sweatpants. Oh, dear.
Slippers.
It's going to be a struggle to find something to wear when we have to go outside. Sweatpants are very forgiving. I don't actually own a pair, but then this is because I don't own a pair of trousers, full stop, or shorts. I'm a girl. I wear skirts. I know I'm the last one on the planet, but I've always been more comfortable in a skirt. So I don't have sweatpants. I did have a pair of sweatpants, didn't I, when I met you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ended really well, didn't it? They ripped. Do you remember? They don't last 5 minutes, sweatpants. I swear they don't. Mike might be in sweats for a long time. If you're comfortable, Mike, does it matter? I mean, he did have his sweatpants on and a full dinner shirt with a dicky bow. Mind you, you have trained XL in a full dinner jacket, haven't you? Yeah. An outfit, full tux outfit. And then followed on. If you can't buy extra RAM, you might need to get an iMac sooner than you want to. That's our problem. But I think we're just going to have to accept it's a business expense. We haven't exactly been on holiday this year. Just buy two iMacs and be done with it. Don't even give it a second thought. It can come out of the money I've not spent on cars over the last 20 years. I've had my car 21 years now. And it was a complete bargain when I bought it. So it's all the money for that.
I'm with you on that, Sarah. The washing machine has seen a lack of action. Well, actually, it's seen more towels than normal
clothes. Towels. We've got towels in the office, towels in the studio, towels downstairs, and bottles of hand sanitizer all over the place.
You know what I did the other day?
Go on, surprise me.
I put some washing in the washing machine, and I took the washing out, and I put half of it in the dryer because it was heavy stuff, like towels and me jogging pants and me hoodie. And they take longer to dry. And I left the T-shirts out and I forgot to put them in the dryer. And now they're stinking a bit. They'll have to go back in the wash.
I don't venture down there. I just leave him to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I was him.
Ever tried a piece of clothing on, then decided that you liked it better in another colour, only to find it a completely different fit?
Can't say I've done that one, Tracy.
Do you know I
have? That's more of a girl thing.
I have. It's fascinating, that, isn't it? Do you think the colour affects the size? It's as though, like, see, I prefer black. Black hides a multitude of sins in terms of, you know, I'm usually under the desk sorting one thing or another out. And, you know, a white T-shirt would show every mark. So I much prefer black. But you see this lovely, like, kingfishery one. You think, oh, now that looks nice. And like you're saying, I swear, it's 6 inches smaller. And if you said anything, like, oh, no, they're all the same. What was that thing you were buying? And the guy said they're all the same size. Oh, it was the T-shirts we're having embroidered, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
They're all the same size. And Mike's laying one on top of the other. They are not all the same size. Only in his mind were they all the same size. Sarah's in loungewear. You see, that's a good way to describe it, Mike. You're not in sweatpants. You're in loungewear. There you go.
Jogging pants. Full of holes.
They do wear away, though. I think it's the fabric.
Yeah.
I do think with that, it's the fabric. Kim's OCD's kicked in. But is it the same clothes? Is it a narrower range of clothes that you're wearing? Because it is for me. I mean, those blouses haven't been washed in about, well, since lockdown, because I think I've only worn it once. Mm. So the maximum it would have been washed is once. And that was when we had that ladies' do in March. Yeah. Do you remember? I put the blue blouse on.
Yeah.
And they're just in the wardrobe. They haven't been out since. So it's T-shirts all the way. Back and showered. How's Dusty? Just in time to catch the last few minutes. You are indeed, Simon. How's Dusty? Did he enjoy his walk? Oh, good. You've got a few easier days to relax and improve. Excellent. Still sending positive vibes your way, Simon. And how are the little Simons? Are they doing? Are they doing better than you? Is it true? Is it true that the youngsters are affected less than us oldies? Not that I'm including you as an oldie, but obviously older than the little ones. Three or four sets of clothes you wear over and over, exactly. You want to risk the other stuff, do you? Dusty's okay. He's under-exercised and quite hyper. Yes, that describes Lola and Maya, doesn't it? Mm. All the time. Poor Dusty. He'll get there. He'll get there. Tracy's mum wanted her to buy... she wanted to buy a lounge set for your birthday.
What is a lounge set?
When would I wear it? School uniform or pyjamas? My mum used to make me get changed when I came home from school. I mean... My idea of changed coming home from school was ripping my tie off, Her idea was, oh, no, no, that has to come off and then that gets hung up and this gets put there and the tie gets put. And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. Yeah, the tie gets slung on the back of the door, mother. But no, I know I had to change. It could have been something to do with the fact I also, when I got home from school, liked to go in the garden and play football. That could have been it. But she never refers to it as a lounge set, Tracy. I do think that's a great term, loungewear. A jogging suit in velour. Oh, dear. Was that of a certain age? Was that of a certain age, that? Was that the 80s? Shell suits. Yeah.
Shell suits
is what I'm thinking of. Now, they weren't that. They were a kind of... They were like a waterproof... Well, were they waterproof?
I don't know.
A shell suit. They were kind of crinkly, weren't they? They crinkled when you moved in it. That's more like velvet, only a very thin velvet.
Worn by Scousers. Yes, I know, Simon, you're not a Scouser. Come over the water.
Tracy was 14. I don't think at 14 you particularly appreciate the loungewear, do you? I love that. M&S loungewear. Oh, not just any loungewear. M&S loungewear. I don't know. Where did I get these T-shirts?
I've no idea.
I think I got a blue T-shirt from Aldi once. They did like two T-shirts in a packet. They're really good quality. I was surprised.
I've got loads from Aldi and Lidl.
Yeah, they're good quality though, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the ones that I ordered that were these like polo shirt things. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to need to stop breathing to get into those. But, you know, no, never mind. One day it might. Do you know, I wish you could control, you know, when you put clothes into a washing machine. I had this jumper once. And it was a really nice jumper. And Mum said, you have to be careful when you wash it. And I thought, I don't know what you're telling me for, because, you know, you won't let me touch the washer on pain of death. So eventually I said, that jumper does need washing. So she said, it might drop. And I thought, I've no idea what she's talking about. I'm not sure if my gran didn't knit it. Anyway, she sorts all the instructions out and she puts it through the washer. Then I learnt what drop meant. It came out like three sizes. As it went in, dropped meant that the kind of wool lost its tension.
Oh, I had that, didn't I?
No. That was something totally different. Don't spoil the punchline with that one. So mine got heckishly bigger. So it was fine to kind of lounge around in where it was sloppy, but you wouldn't have worn it outside the house. Then Mike decided that his lovely woolen jumper needed a wash, didn't you?
Yeah.
He brings it upstairs and he said, something's happened. Now, bear in mind, I don't bother the washer. Unless the washer needs somebody with a spanner, I leave it be. Mike deals with it. But I said, what do you mean something's happened? And I thought it had, like, caught or the colour was wrong. So I said, let me see it. So he brings up this woolen jumper and he holds it up. It wouldn't have fitted a doll. I said, Mike, did you put that through the washer? He said, yes, but it wasn't on a very high number. And I said, no, but it's real wool and it won't take that, full stop. It literally, there's nothing you could do with that but shove some stuffing in it and give it the dog. That's all you're going to be able to do with that. And Mike's like, what if I stretch it a bit? You're going to have to face facts, Mike, that the last time you could have eat comfortably fitted in there was pre-school. Yes, it's gone, that one, Mike. Going to need another one. Oh, sometimes you're in your hockey kit. Did I ever come home in mine? I don't think I did. That was the only pair of trousers I've ever owned. Because of the straps on the pads we had to wear, I did have a pair of tracksuit bottoms that were proper tracksuit bottoms with stripes up the side, just because they pinch like heck. I think that was the only one I've ever owned. And you know, our headmistress was such a tartar for detail. She was very, very old school. She must have been about 309. If you'd have seen her face, I must find a picture. She must have been 309, I swear it. Very, very traditional. We couldn't have these modern blazers that wash. We had to have a woolen one. Oh, they stank. And our school uniform, to add insult to injury, was bright purple. It was a great look. And we had these gym skirts, which didn't cover much at all. And she said the hockey team had to wear them. And I thought, well, that's fine. I get out of that because I've got these jogging bottoms on because I'm the goalkeeper. No, we keep standards in this school. You have to wear a skirt over the top of it. I looked a complete twerp. Can you imagine? You've got tracksuit bottoms on and she has put you in a purple miniskirt. It was not a good look. Thank God there's no photographs of it. I think there's a photograph, a team photograph. I'd have to dig it out. I couldn't lay my hands on it, but I think there was one team photograph. But obviously,
Night Simon.
I was at the back and the people at the front are covering up the pads, I think. So you can't actually see this monstrosity of an outfit that I had to wear. But yet we must keep standards up, girls. Come along, girls. Must keep standards up. So you've got to wear the bottoms and a skirt. Do you think schools are better these days? Couldn't be worse, could they? Could not be worse. Anyway, that's Tuesday, the day we moved but didn't, if you're with me. We'll fill everybody else in on that in the mail tomorrow. But you guys get first dibs because you're here. And we will be back to... You show me yours, I'll show you mine. Tracy, if I can find it, I will, I promise. I just don't have a clue where it is. There was a box of photos, wasn't there? A cream box. And it had some photos from the zoo in it. It could be with those. If I can find it, I will, I promise. Mike's got some school photos, so you never know. Oh, luckily I knew exactly what you meant, but thank you for the clarification. So we're going to head off and plot and plan things for Advent. And we will be with you tomorrow.
Oh, the fridge man. The fridge man's coming tomorrow.
Oh, it's fridge man day. So fingers crossed for that as well. That he comes, does the business and goes and leaves you with a working fridge. Excellent. Positive vibes coming your way for that as well. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
Goodnight from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.